Well, it's going to be a good rivalry here. The Cannon Falls Bombers, the Randolph Rockets, getting set to do battle. I was just looking up. Randolph is now 17-0 on the season after their win over Caledonia last night. After the win over La Crescent earlier today. Let's see if that's on here. It may be 18-0. I'm going to look on the. They did include this game. So 17-0 are the Randolph Rockets. I tell you, this time of year, my allergies are. I never used to have allergies. I turned 50, and all of a sudden, I started getting allergies, and they get worse as I get older. Doesn't help any to be in dusty surroundings either, as far as that goes. But so Carter Raymond, who got her 1,000th strikeout last night against Caledonia, one of only six players in the history of fast pitch softball in Minnesota to get 1,000 strikeouts. I mean, that's pretty impressive. That's what Coach Dennis Traum told us on the Randolph Coaches Show earlier today. Brought to us every Saturday by Banks Outdoors and Strike Tool. Our broadcast here is courtesy of Northland Safety Solutions, Cannon Falls, Vasa Spring Garden Mutual Insurance, Cannon Falls, Keith Myers, Certified Financial Planner of Cannon Falls, by Federated Mutual Insurance Agency in Owatonna, Community Resource Bank, Cannon Falls. They have a new branch in Faribault. They're also in Northfield. Town and Country Granite also brings you our broadcast here today, along with the Nelson Insurance Agency. They're bringing you our broadcast here from Randolph earlier. Thrilling walk-off win for the Cannon Falls Bombers. They got to come off that emotional walk-off 3-2 victory and take on the number one rated team in the state in Class 2A, the Randolph Rockets. Cannon Falls is now 13-3 on the season. As Randolph taking a little infield here, Cannon Falls will not be taking any infield, having just played. Of course, I don't make that determination. The coaches do. I'm sure they're given the option. As Raymond leaves her mask in the pitching circle. As the center fielder for the Randolph Rockets just threw a BB from center field to home plate to show her arm. They don't have first names on here. There are no first names on here. Do you have a roster over there? So, well, the one bad thing about putting lineup cards on your phone is, the good thing about it is you don't have the wind blow it away. The bad thing is you have a hard time getting the thing to come up on your phone. Carter Raymond will lead off and pitch. Kylie Carey will bat second and play right field. Batting third, the catcher. Is Allie Gillette. Batting cleanup is the second baseman, Maya Preston. Batting third will be Ella Banks, the left fielder. Or excuse me, not batting third. Batting fifth. Batting sixth will be the center fielder I was just telling you about. Boy, what an arm. Ruby Hyman. Paige Oddy will play third base, bat seventh, batting eighth is the designated player, who is Linnea Lee. And she is hitting for Vaught, the first baseman, Chloe Vaught. And I was wrong. Cannon Falls is taking some infield. The shortstop is Kenzie Murray. And she'll be batting ninth for Randolph. So obviously we're not going to start right at 2 o'clock. You're in tune to KDHLAM, Faribault, Minnesota, Town Square Media Station. I thought the Bombers might not take infield after just playing a game, but maybe Coach Templin thinks it's a good way to separate your mind out of the emotional walk-off win you just got. Probably a good idea. You're going to take on the number one rated team in the state, your next-door neighbors, just 5 miles down the road. This is a friendly rivalry. All these girls know each other, I'm sure. And the coaches likewise. Let's see here. Pago is pitching in this game, as we assumed. Maya Mengi, the catcher, will lead off for the Cannon Falls Bombers. Josie Schoquist will play third base and bat second. Batting third will be Anna Ritz, the center fielder. Avery Rustad, who got the one of the big hits in the opening, the previous game, is the designated player in this game, batting cleanup. Played first base in the previous game. She is hitting for Aubrey Litsky, who is the first baseman. Batting fifth is Emma Templin, and she is playing short in this game. She was a starting pitcher in game one. Did not record a win or a loss, and she had a no decision. The first pitcher didn't factor in either team, as the pitcher Pagel got the win. Pagel will bat sixth and pitch. Batting seventh is Chloe Schoquist, the second baseman. Batting eighth is Rihanna Gomes, the left fielder. And batting ninth is Claire Myers, the right fielder. I think we're ready to go now. The umpires at home plate and the coaches exchanging lineup cards. Rockets getting ready to take the field here. Cody Kosfeld at the KDHL Sports microphone from Randolph, Minnesota, where we just saw a thrilling walk-off win by Cannon Falls against La Crescent 3-2 to up their record to 13-3. And now they get ready to tangle with the number one rated team in the state. In Class 2A, the Randolph Rockets, the defending state champions. who won 7-0 earlier today over La Crescent. Batting cleanup here is going to be Maya Preston.
Two-way state champion. Today's non-conference matchup features the Cannon Falls Bombers and your Randolph Rockets. Let's meet the starting lineups. First for the Bombers. Leading off, catcher Maya Mengi. At third base, Josie Soquist. In center field, Anna Ritz. Designated player, Avery Roosted. At shortstop, Emma Templin. Pitching for the Bombers, Allie Pagel. At second base, Chloe Soquist. In left field, Rihanna Gomes. In right field, Claire Myers. And at first base, flex player Aubrey Litsky. Head coach Adam Templin and the rest of the Cannon Falls Bombers. Now, let's meet the starting lineup for your defending 2A state champion, Randolph Rockets. She's the reigning Minnesota State Gatorade Player of the Year, pitcher number 7, Carter Raymond. In right field, number 5, Ty Lee.
Yeah!
Catching for the Rockets, number 12, Allie Gillette.
Yeah!
At second base, number 10, Maya Preston.
Yeah!
In left field, number 2, Ella Banks.
Yeah!
In center field, number 15, Ruby Hyman.
Yeah!
At third base, number 13, Paige Adi.
Yeah!
The designated player, number 14, Lanea Lee.
Yeah!
At shortstop, number 1, Kenzie Murray.
Yeah!
At first base and the flex player, number 3, Chloe Vogt.
Yeah!
And the rest of the Randolph Rockets coaching staff, Hall of Famer Mike Silk, Gabby Geisler, Chelsea Marks, and the head coach is Dennis Tron.
All right, there you have the lineups. Carter Raymond getting ready to deliver the first pitch of this game. She is 17-0, has 38 hits allowed in those 17 games. And I didn't write down the innings pitched. Silly me. I got to get her back up on the phone.
I didn't write it down, so okay. I guess I'll figure it out. Yeah, here.
In 97 innings pitched, 38 hits allowed, 9 runs, 8 earned, 0.577 ERA, 1 hit batter, 14 walks, 206 strikeouts, and 50 of them looking. Wow. Those are some impressive statistics. They are.
Leading off for Cannon Falls.
So leading off for the Bombers is going to be Maya Mengi, the catcher.
Maya Mengi.
To face Carter Raymond. Mengi had a good first game. She ended up scoring one of the big runs. Threw a person out at second base. Hitting well over 500 coming into today. But Carter Raymond is stepping up on that rubber. The right-hander kicks and delivers. And it's in the dirt 1-0. Maybe brushes some dirt off the rubber, gets back up on it. And the next offering is a strike called, 1-1. 1-1 to Maya Mengi, right-handed hitter, wears number 3 on her uniform. Wearing a red sleeve on her right arm. Black pants, red top. Red socks outside the black pants. And a high pitch makes it 2-1. Randolph in their sky blue uniforms with orange stripe on the pants. They got the Randolph emblazoned across the front of their white jersey tops. As Raymond's pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. 2-2 to Maya Mengi. Maya pulls up her pants and gets back up in that batter's box, and the pitch missed. We have a full count to the lead hitter here. Again, Raymond, we mentioned only 14 walks in 97 innings. And she gets ready to deliver the payoff pitch. Fouls it off. 3-2 the count. So six pitch. This is the seventh pitch of the at-bat. That's what you want your leadoff batter to do, right? Let everybody down the line see what the pitcher has. And in this case, they probably already know. Raymond's next pitch. She fouls it off again. So regardless of how this at-bat ends, this has been a good at-bat by Mengi. To be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. Against a young lady who had 1,000 strikeouts coming into, well, maybe more than that coming into today. And she walked her. So a walk starts the game. You can hear the Cannon Falls dugout. They're pretty excited to get the first batter on base. And Josie Soquist will step in, the third baseman, left-handed hitter. Josie hitting well over 300. And the righty's pitch. It's too low. She's going to go down to second. She's got a stolen base. A stolen base for Mengi. That was not a good pitch to throw on if you're a catcher. It was in the dirt. Mengi flat out stole second base. 1-0 the count to Soquist. As Raymond rocks back and delivers. Bunt, kind of, foul ball, 1-1. I say kind of because it looked almost like a slap hit. So runner at second. Gillette showing good sportsmanship, hands the bat back to Soquist. As she picked it up for her. You're going to hear Coach Templin hollering out a bunch of numbers. Back in my day, it was the old signs. They don't do that anymore. Most teams at the pitch. It's outside, another ball. So uncustomarily, not in the strike zone, is Raymond. And if you're the Bombers, you know she's going to get in a groove sooner or later, so you want to take advantage of this. Runner at second. Nobody out here in the first inning. Pitch is a strike. And it's 2-2 now to Soquist. I did think they'd try and bunt her over to third. But now that's taken off, I'm sure. As the righty, Raymond, rocks and delivers. swings and hits it straight back. This will be the sixth pitch of this at-bat. After an eight-pitch at-bat to Mengi. So they're hanging in there against Raymond. As Carter delivers. A strike call in the outside corner. It was a beautiful pitch. Too close to take for sure. Anna Ritz will step in. She's the center fielder. Ritz wears number 11 on her uniform. Runner at second. She almost pulled the trigger, decided not to, and it's a strike anyway, 0-1. Raymond has been in this situation many, many times. The umpire is going to dust off home plate. He's hollering out the numbers again. Looking at her wristband as Ritz. There's only one out. She showed bunt, brought the bat back. The pitch ended up in the dirt. It's 1-1. So control not there here in the first inning for Raymond. Because if you see somebody squaring the bunt, you certainly don't want to throw them a low pitch. And the pitch is bunted foul. Is 1-2. So the Bombers couldn't execute the bunt. I'm not a big fan of bunting for your second out, to be honest, but in this sport, you see it a lot. As Raymond going to try and reach back and get something extra. Swing and a miss and a strikeout of Ritz. Well, that's the ability Carter Raymond has, right? She's a strikeout machine, and you get a runner in scoring position, and she can quash it right here with a couple of strikeouts. That'll bring up Avery Rusted, the designated player. Rusted is up in the box, and the pitch is a strike. 0-1 to count. She's hitting for the first baseman, Litschke. Or Litschke. Knowing they had that runner at second, nobody out, and they're in danger of not scoring. A foul straight back, and one pitch away from getting out of this first inning mini jam is Raymond. Walked the first batter, Mengi, who stole second base, and she's been anchored there. Raymond's next pitch. Swing and a miss. All three outs are strikeouts. Two of them swinging, one of them looking. And then there was a walk as well. No hits, there were no runs. And one runner was left in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the first. Yep, the bottom of the first on the Northland Safety Solutions Cannon Falls. Scoreboard, we have no score. As heading into the pitching circle will be Allie Pagel. Outstanding pitcher as well for the Cannon Falls Bombers. She came on in relief and got the win in the first game.
When it comes to working at heights, safety should always come first. That's where Northland Safety Solutions comes in. Northland Safety Solutions is a design-build firm specializing in engineered fall protection systems. Based in Cannon Falls since 2015, they service businesses in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois. They look forward to working with you to address your particular fall protection exposures. Learn more at northlandsafety.com. Northland Safety Solutions wishes good luck to the Bombers.
Well, Pagel's doing her warm-up tosses here. I don't think they included the last game in this stat, so it's not updated. Yeah, the La Crescent game is not on here. So whatever stats I were to give you would be a game behind for Cannon Falls. But Pagel only pitched to a few batters in that first game. So it wouldn't change a whole lot. As Mengi shoots it down to second base, and Carter Raymond will lead things off here for the Randolph Rockets.
For the Rockets, the pitcher, number 7, Carter Raymond.
Righty Pagel against the righty Raymond. And the pitch popped up. Center fielder should catch this. It's a lazy fly ball, and she does. One pitch, one down. That'll bring up Kylie Carey.
The right fielder.
Carter was hitting .448 prior to that at bat. Carey is hitting .529 on the season. A left-handed hitter. And the righty's pitch swings and fouls it straight back 0-1. She's hitting that .529 with 65 plate appearances. Anaya Lee is the designated player in this game, is hitting .533. She's been in 16 plate appearances, 1-1 the count. Pagel's next pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Ball gets away, but no harm done. No score. We're in the pitches inside. 2-2 the count, bottom of the first inning. Here in Randolph. Changeup is just fouled off by Carey. Good job by Carey to hold back. Both Templin and Pagel have good changeups, what I've seen today. It takes some discipline to wait on that changeup. And the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss and a strikeout. So two down. That'll bring up Allie Gillette, the catcher.
Number 12. Gillette
hitting .439 on the season. In 62 plate appearances. 57 at bats. Pitches up high. 1-0 to Allie Gillette. Right-handed hitter. As Pagel gets the sign and the pitch. Tried to change up, missed. It's 2-0. So you got a 2-0 count to the number three hitter in the Randolph order, Allie Gillette, their junior catcher. As the righty delivers a high fly ball, the left fielder came in and stopped and made the catch, and it's a 1-2-3 bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody even got on base. We go to the bottom of the second. With the top of the second. It'll be hitters 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Templin, Pagel, and Schoquist are due up against Carter Raymond. On the Town and Country Granite scoreboard, we have no score. Check out the incredible colors, Town and Country Granite. That's right.
Join Vesa Spring Garden Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance in supporting area students as they work toward a successful future. They are learning the value of hard work and the benefits of teamwork. Now that's something we can appreciate, a policy of working together. The staff at Vesa Spring Garden Mutual Insurance Company are proud to support the local students and hopes to see many of you in the stands in the upcoming seasons. Go Bombers!
Well, we go to the top of the second. Carter Raymond in the first inning had some control issues. Through 22 pitches, 15 of them strikes. She ended up striking out all three outs, strikeouts after walking the first batter. Had two very good at-bats against her to start the game, did the Cannon Falls Bombers. As Templin will lead things off, Templin threw just 10 pitches in that first inning, and Raymond threw 22. Our pitch counts the service of the Nelson Insurance Agency, located smack dab in the middle of downtown Cannon Falls. Templin wears number one on her uniform, the shortstop, a right-handed hitter. As Raymond's pitch. Swing and a miss. It was up around the eyes, 0-1. Cannon Falls had six hits in the first game. So did La Crescent in the game previous to this. And the pitch. Changeup misses. It's 1-1. She's having trouble controlling that so far today. She's had a changeup in the dirt, and that one was way high. She adjusts her sleeve and rocks and delivers. And that looked like it was high. 2-1. 2-1 the count to Emma Templin. Right-handed hitter for the Bombers. Raymond's pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. 2-2 to the shortstop in this game. She started the first game in the pitching circle. Burdad, the head coach, the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that's four straight strikeouts for Raymond. It'll bring up Allie Pagel.
The pitcher, Allie Pagel.
Pagel wears number 12 on her uniform. She's pitching in this game and got the win in the first game. She came on in relief in the final inning. Swing and a miss. 0-1. And then her team walked it off 3-2 over La Crescent. Randolph beat La Crescent 7-0 in the first game of the day. As Raymond rocks and fires, strike hummed in there, and it's 0-2. 0-2 to Allie Pagel. The righty's next pitch is popped up, and Raymond calls for it and has it for the second out. It was hit right on the edge of the circle, first base side, and that'll bring up Chloe Schoquist, the second baseman. Where's number 7 on her uniform?
Second baseman, Chloe Schoquist.
Steps in with those black pants, the red socks, the red top with the white numeral. Swing and a miss, 0-1. Raymond recording her 1,000th strikeout against Caledonia last night in a win over a very good Caledonia team. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Of course, these Rockets and these Bombers are in the same section, too. So is La Crescent and the pitch. That ball's going to be a foul. 0-2 the count. As you can imagine, they're having a little trouble getting around on the strikeout king. There's a righty's next offering. Almost jumped after some cheese, decided to lay off, and it was high, 1-2. 1-2, the count. To Chloe Schoquist, first base runner, got on base with a walk, stole second, and there's a swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5. She struck out all but two batters so far in this game. We're going to go to the bottom of the second inning. There were no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the Northland Safety Solutions Cannon Falls scoreboard. We still have no score. As we go to the bottom of the second, it'll be 4-5-6 for the undefeated 17-0 Randolph Rockets taking on the 13-3 Cannon Falls Bombers right here on Southern Minnesota's information source for over 7 decades, the mighty 920.
Are you prepared for your retirement journey? My name is Keith Myers, and I help people retire with confidence. Retirement planning is more than just about saving money. It's about taking the right steps to ensure a smooth and stress-free transition. And we're here to help guide you every step of the way. After over 2 decades of helping people retire, I've developed a retirement countdown checklist, and I'll share it with you at no cost if you visit us at www.keithmyers.com. We look forward to helping you retire with confidence. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Maya Preston will lead things off for Randolph, hitting .346 on the season.
Leading off for the Rockets, the second baseman.
Preston, the cleanup hitter, the second baseman. Pagel threw just 10 pitches in the first inning, 6 of them strikes, swing and a miss. 0-1. Our pitch counts are a service of Nelson Insurance. Bagel did get a strikeout. You don't strike out when you head over to Keith Meyer Certified Financial Planning and hire them to help you with your retirement or whatever else. And we got a little bloop single here by Preston to lead off the second inning. That was just a perfectly placed ball, shallow right field. So Ella Banks will step in, the catcher. No, that's not the catcher. Why did I put catcher down there? Banks is an outfielder. And the pitch. Gillette's the catcher. Pitches up high, 1-0. She's the left fielder. And the righty's next offering is fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Preston's at first, nobody out. Second inning, no score. Randolph and Cannon Falls just, 5 miles apart or so? Man, the pitch. That ball's hit pretty well. It's going to be a gapper, but it hangs up, and the center fielder cuts in front of the left fielder and makes the catch. Well, that was a nice job out there in the outfield. Center fielder just taking charge. Anna Ritz made the catch. That'll bring up Ruby Hyman. Hyman wears number 15 on her uniform with one out and a runner at first base. She's a right-handed hitter as Pagel kicks and delivers. Changeup. It's a swinging bunt, basically. Catcher's going to throw her out at first base. Advancing to second on the throw is Preston. And with two down, that'll bring up Paige Otte, the third baseman.
Third baseman, number 13, Paige Otte.
Otte wears number 19, or no, that's 13. Pitches up high, 1-0. Adi hitting 280. Hyman was hitting 365. Man, these batting averages. This is fast pitch now, mind you. 1-1 is the count to Adi. Man, when I would have been good to have a batting like that, at that average like that when I played baseball. That's hit right back up the middle. It's going to be a base hit. She's coming home. Here comes a nice throw, and she's going to be safe. She would have been out, but the tag could not be held on to by Menge at home plate. It was a nice chuck home. It was in time, and initially it looked like she'd be out, but she couldn't hold on to the ball. And scoring is Preston to make it 1-0, Randolph. So a RBI single for Adi.
The designated player, number 14,
Nanea Lee steps in, the designated player, hitting for Vaught, the first baseman. Wears number 14 on her uniform. We already told you, Lee's batting average is off the charts. Swing and a miss. 0-1. She hasn't had the kind of plate appearances that most of the players on the team have had, but she is hitting .533 coming into this game, and she's played in 14 games. Strike is barked out, and it's 0-2. So a 1-0 lead here in the second inning for the Randolph Rockets. As Pagel delivers. Swing! Some high cheese. Pagel gets her second strikeout. You never strike out when you contact the folks at Keith Meyer Certified Financial Planning to assist you with your financial goals. There were two hits in the inning. They scored their first run of this game to the Randolph Rockets. No errors in my book anyway, and one runner was left on base. We played two complete on the Town and Country Granite scoreboard. Town and Country Granite, Cannon Falls. It is 1-0 Randolph. We go to the top of the third, 8-9-1.
As a business owner, you understand the importance of protecting your reputation, workplace, employees, and financial assets. Our team is ready to help yours by creating a custom lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management service to help you stay at the top of your game. Contact your local Federated representative for more information today. Federated Insurance. It's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
Exciting changes are coming to First United Bank. Same faces, bigger opportunities, and with the same commitment to our community. First United Bank and Community Resource Bank are merging to offer you more locations, more services, and an expanded range of financial tools to help you grow. All with the same trusted partners you've come to expect. Building stronger communities. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Well, we go to the top of the third. Cannon Falls finds themselves down by a 1-0 score to the defending state champions and the number one rated team in the state in Class 2A, the Randolph Rockets. I quite frankly am surprised that Cannon Falls hasn't received votes to get in the rankings. They're a very good team, just 3 losses on the year. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1 to Rihanna Gomes. Raymond is throwing 36 pitches now. 26 of them strikes. Misses high. It's 1-1. Bombers have had some good at-bats against her. They have not yet had a hit. And a lot of teams have not hit her. The pitch. Misses. 2-1. She walked the first batter in the first inning. Mengi, who ended up stealing second base, and she was anchored there because it was good morning, good afternoon, good night, 3 straight strikeouts. Swing and a miss. And it's 2-2 to Gomes. Where's number 42 on her uniform? Rare number to see. As the righty's pitch. Swing and a miss. 6 strikeouts of the first 8 batters faced, and that'll bring up Claire Myers.
Right fielder, Claire Myers.
Myers steps in, the right-handed hitter. The right fielder. She gets around early on a ball, believe it or not, and fouls it off. That was interesting. My fingers aren't working today. Oh, my. He barked out a strike, and believe me, Raymond doesn't need help. That was a 0-2 strike. Evidently, the umpire thought it caught the outside corner, and it probably did. He's got a better view than me. I'm in a pretty good spot. There's a strikeout number 7 of 9 batters faced. So the first time through the orders, 7 strikeouts and 1 walk.
Maya Mengi.
And 1 pop out to the pitcher. So Mengi will step up. She walked in the first inning. 2 down here in the third. 1-0 Randolph. And the pitch. The strike is barked out and it's 0-1. 0-1 the count to Maya Mengi. Raymond adjusts her mask. Gets back up on that rubber. And the right-hander delivers. That was a changeup. The pop-up is going to be caught by the left fielder. So just the second fly ball out. No hits. There were no runs. There were no errors. And nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It'll be hitters 9-1-2 for the Randolph Rockets in the bottom of the third. They're up by a 1-0 score on the Town and Country Granite Cannon Falls scoreboard. Town and Country Granite and Northland Safety Solutions bring you our scoreboard today. Northland Safety Solutions, just what the name says, giving solutions for safety in the Northland. And Town and Country Granite, man, the colors they can do for you, and they're, oh my gosh, it's just
professional incredible. Fabrication and installation of granite, marble, and quartz countertops is provided by Town and Country Granite of Cannon Falls, founded by Dave Preston. Town and Country employs experienced professionals, and they have a nice assortment of state-of-the-art professional equipment to ensure your job is done right. You literally have access to hundreds of colors and thousands of slabs to find just the right countertop for your home. Call for a free in-home consultation or check their website, Town and Country Granite.
Yeah, townandcountrygranite.com. I'm telling you, I'm not just saying this, it's true. If you look on their website, you will not believe some of the colors. I didn't know there were such colors. As Kenzie Murray, the shortstop, steps in, where's number one on her uniform? A long line of terrific shortstops here in Randolph over the years. Man, oh, man. As Murray steps in. Randolph and Murray, that name stands out because the baseball named after Dennis Murray. Swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. He was here many, many years. Had some great programs. And, of course, Chris Stanton's done a good job. As the Rockets are poised to win the Gopher in baseball as well as softball, swing and a miss, 0-2. Of course, right now Randolph is tied with United South Central, the number one rated Class A team in the state. They have a showdown next week. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Three strikeouts of the first nine batters for Pagel. Carter Raymond steps in. Flew out the center to start the game. On the first pitch she saw, pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. And the next offering is hit pretty well. Right fielder puts a nice job getting to that ball. At first, I thought she was taking a bad route, but it ended up being a good route. Two down, and that'll bring up Kylie Carey. She says, Cosfeld, I know what I'm doing out here.
The right fielder, number five, Kylie Carey.
So Kylie Carey steps in, struck out in the first inning. Pagel's pitch swings, and it's a shortstop, knocks it down, and that's the only play she's got. Templin did a nice job to even get to that ball. It'll be an infield hit. And Allie Gillette will step in.
Number 12, Allie.
Gillette is the catcher. She flew out to left field her first time up. It's 1-0. There are two down, and we're in the bottom of the third. These are seven-inning games. As a righty, Pagel's pitch is popped up, and the second baseman will camp under it and make the catch, and that will end the bottom of the third. Just four batters come to the plate. They do get a hit, but that's it. No run score. That runner was left at first base. We have played three complete on the Northland Safety Solutions, Cannon Falls, and Town and Country Granite, Cannon Falls scoreboard. It's a 1-0 Randolph Rocket lead. As we go to the top of the fourth, it'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the order for the Cannon Falls Bombers, looking for win number 14 on the season. Randolph Rockets are looking for win number 8.
In business, time is money. Grinnell Mutual and Basis Spring Guard Mutual Business Insurance is designed to get you back in business as soon as possible after a loss. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company and Basis Spring Guard Mutual offers many specialized coverage sure to fit your unique insurance needs. Call to review your coverages and get a competitive quote. Call Mark Schulquist or Tanner Carlson at the Nelson Insurance Agency today in Cannon Falls. 507-263-3812.
Connor Raymond finishing her warm-ups here. Josie Schoquist, Anna Ritz, and Avery Rustad are due up. All three of them struck out in the first inning. Bang, bang, bang. Right after Mingy was walked to start the game, Mingy stole second base. So they had a runner at second with nobody out, but Raymond said, you're not going to score on me in this inning. Strikeout looking, strikeout swinging, strikeout swinging. 22-pitch inning, though. Had some good at-bats in that inning, even though they struck out. Schoquist, a left-handed hitter, swings and misses at the first offering. She had a 6-pitch at-bat when she struck out looking. Bombers emblazoned across the front of their uniforms. Red and black in the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Sky blue are the colors of the Rockets with some orange on their uniforms. Often wonder how they came up with these colors, the schools. Ball, it's 1-2. You know, did they take a school vote? How did that all happen when it all started? Why did Randolph decide orange and blue and red and black for Cannon Falls? Red and black for my Spring Valley Wolves back in the day. It's a pop-up Gillette can't get to, and it's still 1-2. Three of the 45 pitches coming into this inning, strikes for Raymond. That's her normal mode of operation. She had trouble locating her changeup in the first inning. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 8 of 10 batters faced. And that'll bring up Anna Ritz with one down here in the fourth. Changeup, and Ritz is going to get a hit off the changeup. So Ritz gets the hit off the changeup. Good job of hitting there. You're not expecting a changeup for the first pitch. She did a nice job waiting on that. That'll bring up Avery Rustad. Rustad is the designated player. As the pitch is a strike. 0-1. I'm pretty sure her grandfather was the Rustad that started Riverbend Nature Center in Faribault, Minnesota. He had a son, I know, that lives in Cannon Falls, and it is Rustad. The swing and a miss. 0-2. Unless he pronounces it differently than his dad did, which I've heard that before too, in the pitch. Fouls it straight back, 0-2 the count. Mingy stole second in the first inning. Ritz is a good athlete, but with one down, they haven't yet tried to get her down to second. There's a fly ball that the shortstop Murray goes back on and makes the catch on the infield. Templin will step in. She can help her cause here. 1-0, Randolph leads. Templin playing short in this game. She started the first game against La Crescent for Cannon Falls in the pitching circle. Was not the pitcher of record. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. And anchored at first base is Ritz. As the righty delivers. Swing and a foul at 1-1. Swing and a miss. There he goes, the runner, and she's safe. Stolen base for Ritz. 1-2, the count with two down. They got a runner in scoring position. See if Templin can deliver here and tie this game. 1-0, Randolph. Umpire wipes off the bag. Ritz says, thank you very much. as she dusts herself off. Raymond's pitch popped up, and I don't think it's going to be caught. And it was not. One and two, the catch. None made down the third baseline. One bad thing about this announcer's box, you can't see down that line. But I love having a box, don't get me wrong. Pitch is high. Two and two, I can actually see my computer. When I'm outdoors, that's hard to do. I'd be lying if I said I don't miss the old days where you didn't have to go that route, but that's technology these days, right? And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And Raymond gets her ninth strikeout of 14 batters faced. Another hit is collected. I should say the first hit is collected by Cannon Falls, by Ritz. Solid single on a changeup to start her off here in the fourth inning. But no runs cross the plate. And she was left at second base because she stole second base. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, it'll be 4, 5, and 6 for Randolph on the Town and Country Granite Cannon Falls. Northland Safety Solutions Cannon Falls scoreboard. We've got a 1-0 Randolph lead. Yeah, a pitcher's duel was brewing here between these two next door.
Professional things. Fabrication and installation of granite, marble, and quartz countertops is provided by Town and Country Granite of Cannon Falls, founded by Dave Preston. Town and Country employs experienced professionals, and they have a nice assortment of state-of-the-art professional equipment to ensure your job is done right. You literally have access to hundreds of colors and thousands of slabs to find just the right countertop for your home. Call for a free in-home consultation or check their website, Town and Country Granite.
The colors are amazing. As Maya Preston will lead things off here in the fourth. And the first pitch by Pagel is high 1-0. She got a hold of that one, and back is the center fielder, and she couldn't make the catch. She's going to throw it into second. She'll be out at second base. What a throw. A fantastic throw from the center fielder of Cannon Falls. Anna Ritz, she threw a BB to second base. That's going to be a hit and for Preston, and she'll be throwing out eight to four, I think it was. And Ella Banks steps in. Wow, that smoke job down the third baseline. And Ella Banks is going to go in for two, and she'll be throwing out at second base. Yes! Wow! Two successive throwouts. That time the left fielder for Cannon Falls threw an absolute baby, Rihanna Gomes. So another hit, but she's out 7-4. Two up, two down on three pitches, and Ruby Hyman steps in. Wow. Both those throws from plenty of time, and the umpire wanted to make sure they hung on to the ball, and they did, and the pitch is a ball, 1-0. Hyman, the center fielder for the Randolph Rockets, steps in and taps that plate a couple of times, and the pitch rolls. It's 2-0. Well, after this inning, Bagel's going to have to thank her outfielders for their arms. My, oh, my. As the righty's next pitch is hammered, and I mean hammered. It's going to be caught by the center fielder on the line drive. I used to hate those when I was in the outfield. They're coming right at you, and if you step in too far, they go over your head, and she darn near did that. But outstanding play by the outfield of the Bombers here in the fourth inning. There were two hits, believe it or not, but no runs scored because two runners get gunned down, one at second, Actually, both of them at second, but one by the center fielder and one by the left fielder. My, oh, my. That was incredible. We go to the top of the fifth inning. These are seven-inning games. It's 6, 7, and 8 in the order for the Bombers on the Northland Safety Solutions and Countryside or Town and Country Granite scoreboard. We've got a 1-0 lead. Man, oh, man. That was some impressive defense.
When it comes to working at heights, safety should always come first. That's where Northland Safety Solutions comes in. Northland Safety Solutions is a design-build firm specializing in engineered fall protection systems. Based in Cannon Falls since 2015, they service businesses in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Indiana, and Illinois. They look forward to working with you to address your particular fall protection exposures. Learn more at northlandsafety.com. Northland Safety Solutions wishes good luck to the Bombers.
Well, Ali Pago will lead things off here in the fifth inning for the Bombers. Down by a 1-0 score. Carter Raymond has been as good as always. He's allowed just one hit. Pitches outside, 1-0. He's struck out 9 of 14 batters in this game. The right-hander delivers. That ball's popped up, and Murray will make the catch on the infield.
Second baseman, Chloe Schoquist.
Sixty-one pitches coming into the inning. Pitches a strike, 0-1. 46 of the 61 have been strikes. Our pitch counts the service of Nelson Insurance Agency. When your insurance counts and win, doesn't it? You got a head there. That ball's bunted in the air. Nobody can get to it. 0-2. Chloe wears number 7 on her uniform. The second baseman steps back in. Raymond's next pitch. Swing and a miss and strikeout number 10 here in the fifth inning. Brings up Brianna Gomes.
Brianna Gomes.
Gomes struck out swinging in the third inning. So Raymond has struck out all but two batters in this game. First pitch is a ball, evidently, 1-0. The two batters she has not struck out are the lead batter, Mengi. And she falls off the next pitch. And the other one is Pagel, who has flown out twice. Popped out twice, actually. Both of the sky balls were on the infield. As Raymond's pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-2, the count to Gomes. Gomes threw an absolute rocket to get a runner at second in the bottom of the fourth, and she is a strikeout victim, number 11. And that's a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Cannon Falls against Carter Raymond and the Randolph Rockets. You're in tune to KDHL AM, Faribault, Minnesota, a Town Square media station. We're in Randolph, Minnesota, where the Randolph Rockets are playing their next-door neighbors, Cannon Falls. Both teams excellent. Of course, the Rockets, the defending state champs, are rated number 1 in Class 2A. Frankly, I think the Bombers should at least have gotten some votes in the others receiving votes category. Now, they only have 3 losses on the season. They play in a very good Hiawatha Valley League Conference that has had some traditional powers like some Brodo Mazepa. They've had other Rochester Lured, I know, won a state title out of the HVL. So, I mean, you're talking about some pretty good fast pitch. Cass and Manorville won how many titles? Zambrota Mazepa had a couple back-to-back. I mean, HVL and fast pitch softball, very good league. And Cannon Falls is possibly, well, they're in the hunt for the HVL title, to be quite honest. As Paige Otte will lead things off here in the fifth for the Randolph Rockets. Where's number 13 on her uniform? Otte had an RBI single. That's right. Back in the second inning, she had the only ribby so far in this game. Pitch is hummed in there for a strike, 0-1. Bagels had some very efficient innings here. Swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Last two innings each have had seven pitches. That's popped up, and the catcher will make the catch, Mingy. For the first out, that'll bring up Linnea Lee, the designated player.
Number 14, Linnea Lee.
Lee again coming into this game, a .533 batting average, a .562 on base percentage, a .667 slugging percentage. Pitches out high. 1-0. She struck out swinging her first time up. Where's number 14? And it's a swinging bunt. Showquist going to try and throw her out. Nope, she's on. I thought she might let that try and roll foul, but she didn't, and it's going to be a hit for Lee. An infield variety hit. And that'll bring up Kenzie Murray. Well, now I know why Lee's batting what she's batting. Man, she can get down the line. So Murray steps in here. We'll see if they try to bunt her over. Get an insurance run here. The pitch is inside, 1-0. Believe it or not, coming into this inning, only 36 pitches through four innings by, I got to recount that because I can't believe it. Pitch is down low. Here's a throw. Oh, it's going to be over the head of the second baseman. She wouldn't have got her anyway. It's going to be a stolen base for Lee. It was called a ball, so a hitter's count now to Murray. Murray is hitting 440. Wow. This is your number nine batter is hitting 440. No wonder they're defending state champs. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. She swung at some high cheese there. Murray will step back in here. And the righty's pitch. That's hit well. But it's going to be too high up the center fielder. It gets to coast under it. With one hopper to third. Wow, she's got an arm. I'm telling you, Rich threw a one hopper to third base that almost got the runner. It's a fly out to center. That was right on to that throw. That'll bring up Carter Raymond. Raymond can help her cause here. She's 0 for 2. Flyouts to center and right. There are two outs and a runner at third, and Coach Templin's going to take a timeout, and I think he's going to ask her, do you want to pitch to her or not? That's going to be the question. Do you want to pitch to Carter or not? Raymond, obviously a clutch player. Hitting .448 coming into today. .507 on base percentage, .690 slugging percentage, 26 hits. That's coming into this game. The last game was counted. She's got 10 doubles on the season, 2 triples, and the pitch rolls and a nice stop by Mingy. That saves a run, 1-0. And I still think catchers should get saves. And I'm not saying that just because I was a catcher. I firmly have always believed that. That was a save at the pitch. Swings and fouls it off. 1-1 the count to Carter Raymond. He's our leadoff hitter in the order. Has an elbow pad on that left elbow. And she steps back in with a runner at third and two down here in the fifth. That ball is put a charge into. It's a high fly ball that Gomes will easily catch. So they get the runner at third, but they're not able to score as they pick up their, what is that, their third hit of the game. No runs cross the plate, and a runner was left in scoring position here in the fifth inning. We go to the top of the sixth. Remember, these are seven-inning games. 9-1-2 in the order for the Bombers on the Town and Country Granite scoreboard. Check out their website and see all those tremendous colors. And Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard, it's 1-0.
As a business owner, do you have a game plan in place to stay focused on safety and preventing claims? Let our team help support your business. Federated Insurance offers a customizable lineup of industry-specific coverages and risk management services to help you continue your winning streak. At Federated Mutual Insurance Company, it's our business to protect yours. Rated A-plus superior by AM Best Company.
Join VASA Spring Garden Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance and supporting area students as they work toward a successful future. They are learning the value of hard work and the benefits of teamwork. Now that's something we can appreciate, a policy of working together. The staff at VASA Spring Garden Mutual Insurance Company are proud to support the local students and hopes to see many of you in the stands in the upcoming seasons. Go Bombers!
11 strikeouts for Carter Raymond as we go to the sixth inning. She's faced 16 batters and fanned 11 of them. And this is a good team. They only have three losses. As stepping in is Claire Myers, the right fielder. The righty's pitch. Solid line drive right to third base. She couldn't have thrown her the ball better. Hit right to Paige Oddy. One pitch, one down. That was the 71st pitch of the game delivered by Carter Raymond. She is throwing 54 strikes. Mingy falls off the pitch. Mingy, one of the few people that have not struck out against Raymond today. She stands back in the box. Most players stand up in the box. She stands back in the box. And the pitch. That ball's hit to center, right to the center fielder. She took three steps to her right. Josie Schoquist comes up.
Third baseman, Josie Schoquist.
1-0. So Pagel has certainly pitched well for Cannon Falls. They've had a couple of great assists from the outfield. First pitch is hummed in there for a strike. Pagel has struck out twice, once looking, once swinging. Josie, the third baseman. And the righty's pitch. It's going to be a foul ball. 0-2 the count. Bottom of the sixth, it'll be 2-3-4, and the Rockets want to get an insurance run if they can. Nelson Insurance brings you our pitch counts. We enjoy all the other insurance agents who have joined us as well on our broadcast. And the pitch. Boy, I don't know where that missed, but he called it a ball, 1-2. Gillette tried to frame it for him. 1-2, the count. Seven straight have been retired. And a strike three called, and that ends the sixth inning. She gets her 12th strikeout of the game. here in the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. And right now, Carter Raymond is, well, she's on cruise control. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, 2-3-4 for Randolph. Only ahead by a 1-0 score on the Northland Safety Solutions scoreboard. Just what the name says, providing safety solutions for businesses across the Northland. And, of course, Town and Country Granite, boy, the colors that they have.
Are you prepared for your retirement journey? My name is Keith Myers, and I help people retire with confidence. Retirement planning is more than just about saving money. It's about taking the right steps to ensure a smooth and stress-free transition. And we're here to help guide you every step of the way. After over 2 decades of helping people retire, I've developed a retirement countdown checklist, and I'll share it with you at no cost if you visit us at www.keithmyers.com. We look forward to helping you retire with confidence. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, Bagel has kind of matched Raymond pitch for pitch pretty much. I mean, in terms of, allowing runs, only one run is scored. As stepping in is Kylie Carey, the right fielder. Left-handed hitter against the righty Bagel in the pitch. Almost came into our press box. 0-1 to count. Carey got an infield single in the third inning. And the pitch is a ball, 1-1. Back in the fourth inning, back-to-back singles were back-to-back throwouts by the outfielders of Cannon Falls. So it's a rarity when you get back-to-back hits and don't score. But that's what happened. 2-2 the count. They got two hits in the second inning and did score, Randolph. That's the only score we've seen. RBI single by Adi, scoring Preston. As the righty delivers, that's a base hit to right field. Right fielder will try and throw her out, but no, not going to happen. Carries on with a solid single to start the sixth inning. Allie Gillette, the number three hitter, is 0-for-2 steps in. Now, one would normally think that Allie would not be asked to bunt, but I wouldn't be surprised to see that here. They want to get another run on the board before the bottom, or I should say the top of the seventh, and the pitch. She swings away. It's going to be a pop-up. Third baseman Schoquist makes the catch in foul territory. And I was wrong. One down. That'll bring up Maya Preston.
Second baseman, number 10, Maya Preston.
Preston has two singles in this game, but she was thrown out, her second one, at second base by the center fielder. Just an absolute BB. She hit the ball almost to the fence. And the pitch, it's a ball, 1-0. I mean, she tattooed it. Ritz is the center fielder. And the pitch misses. Got a runner at first with one down, 2-0 the count. I'm a little surprised that I know she's a cleanup hitter, but that doesn't matter in this sport. You should be able to bunt in every spot in the order. And the pitch. A strike is barked out. It was at the knees, and it's 2-1. 2-1 to Maya Preston, but I suppose Coach Trom thinking, well, she's a hot hitter. She's 2-for-2 and smoked that last ball. The pitch is high. It's 3-1. So Pagel in danger of putting the second person on and putting another run in scoring position. And they're already down 1-0 with 3 outs left. Change up, a slow roller. First baseman's got one play, and that's to the second baseman covering the first base bag. Going down to second is Carey, so it's kind of like a swinging bunt. Two down, and that'll bring up Ella Banks. Ella Banks, who wears number 2, a right-handed hitter. She singled her last time up and was thrown out at second by the left fielder, Gomes. And the pitch. It hit. Oh, nice one-hop catch and a throw over by Templin. That was a great play by Templin at shortstop. Some outstanding flashing of leather and arms by Cannon Falls in this game. Here in the sixth, they do collect a hit. Their sixth hit of the game, but they do not score a run. And one runner was left in scoring position. The Rockets have left two runners, I think, in scoring position in this game as we go to the top of the seventh. We won't have a bottom of the seventh unless Cannon Falls scores in this inning. They need to score one to keep the game going. If they score more than one, they could end up upsetting the number one ranked team.
Exciting changes are coming to First United Bank. Same faces, bigger opportunities, and with the same commitment to our community. First United Bank and Community Resource Bank are merging to offer you more locations, more services, and an expanded range of financial tools to help you grow. All with the same trusted partners you've come to expect. Building stronger communities. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC.
Professional fabrication and installation of granite, marble, and quartz countertops is provided by Town & Country Granite of Cannon Falls, founded by Dave Preston. Town & Country employs experienced professionals, and they have a nice assortment of state-of-the-art professional equipment to ensure your job is done right. You literally have access to hundreds of colors and thousands of slabs to find just the right countertop for your home. Call for a free in-home consultation or check their website, townandcountrygranite.com.
That's right. As we go to the top of the seventh, it's do or die here for the Bombers. And the pitch by Raymond is high, 1-0. Anna Ritz throwing off. She's showing off her arm in this game. Has a single back in the fourth inning. The only hit that Raymond has given up. And the pitch is high. It's 2-0. It was a changeup to start the at-bat, and she waited on it nicely. It was a solid single to straightaway center field. 2-0, a hitter's count. It's a 1-0 lead. The strike is barked out, and that pitch looked to be low. It's 2-1. I don't think Ritz liked the call. She kind of stomped out of the batter's box, looked at her coach, Adam Templin. And the righty's pitch, that's popped up. The right fielder is going to make a nice catch in foul territory. Really nice catch. She had to run a long way for that. Kylie Carey put some gold paint on her glove. One down. That'll bring up Averly Rusted. She has struck out and popped out. Where's number 5 on her uniform? Very up in the box, Raymond's pitch. Strike marked out, 0-1. Raymond has struck out 12 in this game. She struck out 12 of the 20 coming into this inning. And the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball. Good hustle by the first baseman to even try and get after that bot. So Raymond back up on that rubber, the pitch. Fouls it off. 0-2. Looks like Rustad was timing her swing with the release of the ball there. That's the way it looked anyway. There's the righty's next pitch. It's going to be a half swing, and that might work. It's going to be caught. What a great catch by the right fielder again. She had to come a long way. Outstanding catch by Carey. And that'll bring up Emma Templin. She's the last hope for the Bombers here in the seventh. A 1-0 Randolph lead. Well, what a couple of great games here today. On the mighty 920, the pitch. Ooh, she swung at a pitch that was in the dirt. She couldn't hold off. I mean, it rolled in the dirt, and she swung 0-1. 0-1 to count. Templin made a great play in the field to end that last half inning. Pitches a ball. It would have been 2-0. She couldn't hold off. It's one of those deals where you're just bound and determined to swing, and you don't care where the ball is. I've been there, and I've done that. As Raymond's trying to put a hammer down here. Pitch is too low. It's 2-1. Two down in the seventh inning in a 1-0 game. If Templin can get on, Pagel's due up next. Pagel and Mengi are the only two batters that Raymond has not struck out. A strike on a low pitch. It's 2-2. Two and two is the count. From up here, it looked kind of low, but again, I have a different. Yeah, this is a good spot, I will say. You can see home plate pretty easy. As the righty's next pitch. Swing and a miss, and that takes care of the Bombers. 13th strikeout of the game is recorded. Raymond gets a one-hitter here. And they sweep the teams. They beat La Crescent 7-0 earlier today and get a 1-0 win over their next-door neighbor Cannon Falls Bomber rivals. That's right. We'll get you the line totals in a moment. But here in the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Again, we'll have those line totals in a bit here at 7-0. The final score is 1-0. I thought we might have a pitcher's duel here, and it was 1-0. Randolph is now 18-0 on the season, and the Cannon Falls Bombers dropped to 13-4 following this loss here today. Let's see, the ball game ended at 3:20 thereabouts. We started at 2:11. So not very long at all. We'll wrap things up.
In business, time is money. Grinnell Mutual and Visa Spring Guard Mutual Business Insurance is designed to get you back in business as soon as possible after a loss. Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company and Visa Spring Guard Mutual offers many specialized coverage sure to fit your unique insurance needs. Call to review your coverages and get a competitive quote. Call Mark Schulquist or Tanner Carlson at the Nelson Insurance Agency today in Cannon Falls. 507-263-3812.
Well, again, your final score is 1-0. What a game. And the first game was fun, too. Cannon Falls walked off La Crescent 3-2. You don't get games like that every day of the week to broadcast. What a fun day it's been here in Randolph. Certainly want to thank the Rockets for their hospitality here. I want to ask Coach Trom about doing two games up here. He said, sure. No problem. We love to have you promote our sport. And we love attitudes like that, of course. For the Rockets, they had two hits and scored their only run in the second inning. RBI single by Paige Oddy, knocking in Maya Preston, who had a 0-1 count single to start the second inning. There was a fly out and a ground out before Oddy got her 1-1 count RBI single. And they had other chances. They got a hit in the third inning with two outs, infield variety, did not score. They had back-to-back singles in the fourth inning with back-to-back throwouts of the people trying to get to second base by the center and the left fielder in the fourth inning. They had a one-out single and then a stolen base by Linnea Lee to get to second base with one out, and she did not score in the fifth inning. They had a leadoff single by Carey in the sixth inning, and she also did not score in the game. So they didn't have their chances to extend that 1-0 lead, and stellar defense by Cannon Falls took that away. And then in the seventh, couple of smoked balls and some great catches by the right fielder, Carey. Took away the Bombers' hopes of tying the game and sending it into extra innings or maybe even winning the game. Just a great game. And they don't get much better than that. A lot of fun. I'm getting the pitch total here. And I'm going to have to double-check this because I find it really hard to believe. I've got Pagel throwing just 60 pitches in this game. 19 of them strikes. Talk about efficiency. Holy moly. Well, she didn't walk anybody. That helps. Had three strikeouts. And gave up seven hits. Left on base, two, three, four batters. Two of them in scoring position. Neither team had an error in this game. Some stellar defense by both squads. Meanwhile, Raymond threw 90 pitches. 68 of them were strikes. Of course, she's a strikeout pitcher, so she's going to have an elevated pitch count. 90 pitches, 68 of them strikes. She had 13 strikeouts and only allowed one hit. That was to Anna Ritz, a changeup to start the fourth inning that she slapped straight up the middle or toward left field, left center. And that was it. There weren't many base runners for Cannon Falls. They had a leadoff walk by Mingy in the first. She ended up stealing second, but then it was strikeout, strikeout, strikeout to end the first inning. In the second inning, it was two strikeouts and a pop-out. In the third inning, it was two strikeouts and a fly-out. In the fourth inning, a strikeout started the inning, and then Ritz on the changeup on the first pitch got the only hit of the game for Cannon Falls, that single that was followed by a pop-out and a strikeout. And then the fifth, sixth, and seventh innings retired the rest of the way. Retired the last 11 batters to win this game. Raymond with 13 total strikeouts, 90 pitches, 68 strikes. Again, recorded her 1,000 strikeout, only the sixth girl to do that in fast pitch softball in Minnesota history, and got that achievement last night in a win over Caledonia right here.
Professional fabrication and installation of granite, marble, and quartz countertops is provided by Town & Country Granite of Cannon Falls, founded by Dave Preston. Town & Country employs experienced professionals, and they have a nice assortment of state-of-the-art professional equipment to ensure your job is done right. You literally have access to hundreds of colors and thousands of slabs to find just the right countertop for your home. Call for a free in-home consultation or check their website, townandcountrygranite.com.
That's right, Town & Country Granite, Cannon Falls, and the Northland Safety Solutions, Cannon Falls scoreboard, 1-0 Randolph. Randolph has a showdown on Monday. They travel to Wells, Minnesota to play United South Central, the number one rated team in the state in Class A. That's for the Gopher Conference Championship Monday night. I wish I could be there. I'll be in Dodge Center bringing you high school baseball action between Kenyon, Wanamingo, and Triton, which is quite the rivalry. But we'll, of course, let you know how it comes out. Our sports is every Monday through Friday, 7:40 in the morning, and we try to emphasize giving you local scores, and local sports. That's what we try to emphasize. We know that you can go virtually anywhere on the radio dial and find out how the Timberwolves or the Wild or the Twins are doing, but you can't necessarily find out how the Randolph Rockets or the Cannon Falls Bombers are doing. Every Saturday, we have a Randolph and a Cannon Falls coach who show their back-to-back. Randolph is at 9:30. Right around 9:40 is Cannon Falls. And, most weeks, we've been visiting with Dennis Trom, the fast pitch coach, and we've been visiting with Bucky Lindo, the baseball coach there in Cannon Falls. We might change that up a bit. We'll have to see. It's all based on availability, more so than anything else. As Gordy Kosfeld here at the KDHL Sports Microphone, They're shutting down the windows and kicking me out of the announcer booth, so I got to get out of here. It's beautiful, sunny. Hope you'll enjoy the rest of the weekend. Remember, tomorrow is Mother's Day. Don't forget mom or grandmom or great-grandmom or great-grand... Well, you get the idea. Don't forget the ladies in your life. Tomorrow on Mother's Day, also would like to invite everyone to come over to Faribault until 5 o'clock today. What's that, a little bit over an hour? Tomorrow, moms get in for free. They call it the Riverside Rendezvous. It's a history event, Rice County Historical Society fundraiser, and it's down by the riverside, by the pavilions in North Alexander Park. They got blacksmith demonstrations, candle-making demonstrations. They got storytelling. And it really is going to be a cool event. Games for the kids. And again, moms get in for free tomorrow. They've got some authentic Native American Dakota food. And they'll have other food there, too, for those who don't want to try and go outside their safety, you know, their comfort zone when they're eating. Me, I like to try lots of different things, which is why I've loved to travel the world. I've been to Germany and Italy and been to Africa a couple of times, and Egypt and Israel, and love trying different foods. France is on my bucket list. Haven't been there quite yet. Best food I've ever had has been in Italy. Man, oh man, those people know how to prepare food. So the Rockets get two more wins. They are now 19. Or no, they're now 18-0 on the season. And the Bombers drop their record to 13-4. Big thank you to all those people who made our broadcast possible, including Town and Country Granite, townandcountrygranite.com. Check out their granite, marble, quartz colors. I mean, the colors are so incredible. I'm not kidding. You check it out, the website, and if you don't agree with me that there are colors there that you didn't know existed, well, I'm just plum local, which a lot of people think I am anyway, but I would check it out. townandcountrygranite.com. And Northland Safety Solutions out of Cannon Falls also made this game broadcast possible here on the Mighty 920, Southern Minnesota sports leader for over 70 years. Walk-off win for Cannon Falls against La Crescent 3-2. And then a win 1-0 by Randolph over Cannon Falls. So the Rockets, after beating La Crescent 7-0 earlier in the day, again beat in a pitcher's duel the Bombers, their next-door neighbors, in game number 2. Till next time, Monday, high school baseball, Kenyon Wanamingo at Triton in Dodge Center. We'll get underway, I think, about 4. Geez, I can't remember if it's a 4:30 or a 5 o'clock start. I'm going to look right now. I actually brought my schedule with me, which is a rarity. On Monday night baseball, we get underway at 4:15. It's a 4:30 first pitch. By the way, the latest fast pitch rankings are out. As I said, I'm mystified as to why Cannon Falls isn't even mentioned and the others receiving votes in Class 2A. They've proven they're a very good team. I mean, they only lost 1-0 to the best team in the state just now. They deserve some votes, ladies and gentlemen. They deserve some votes. Anyway, the game coverage will begin about 4:15 on Monday on Tuesday. We've got Faribault Falcons at John Marshall Baseball. Thursday of next week, BA Fast Pitch is hosting Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. On Friday of this next week, we got Kenyon Wanamingo entertaining Chatfield in baseball. And next Saturday, Cannon Falls Baseball is at St. Charles to end their regular season. They play at Pine Island, I think it's at Pine Island, on Monday. And the winner of that game will be the Hiawatha Valley League baseball champion. Man, they're blowing dust all over the place here in Randolph. They should rename the city Rust City. Hey, that would work perfect. They have orange on their uniforms. Rust City. Isn't rust orange? I just came up with a brilliant idea, and I know that's extremely rare. Everybody's saying, shut up, Gordy, and get back to